This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan. And we bring you the study now, just beginning, taking up the reality of the coming of our blessed Lord. And we were looking primarily last day or two at the pastor's position, the God-called pastor. And I see now the times that we're living in. God's man, if there ever was a time that we ought to be true and faithful to God's word and bear down on the truths of God's word, it's now, my friend. Right now, our country, let alone the world, but our country now has been degraded and slipped into the terriblest, most sinful. You know, people call us a Christian nation. No, we're not a Christian nation. No, we are maybe a church-going nation. But we were looking at the responsibility of the pastor and the awesome responsibility that God's man has, God's true man. And I was telling you, I mentioned in our local paper, they have an article there on the religious page. And they had a survey conducted across the country of what people did when the pastor went off into adultery or sin or those things. And the survey was to how soon they ought to let the pastor come back to church. And it's just like if nothing happened, my friend. I've seen those things. God's faithful man doesn't take off with his piano player. That's sin, my friend. And then they have most of them agreed that let him take off a few months and rehabilitate maybe. Oh, my friend, he needs to go back and make his call in an election. Sure, doesn't he? I wouldn't want to sit under a man that had gone off with his piano player, spent 4 or 5 months in the Caribbean somewhere, cruising around, and come back to his wife and family and take up his pulpit. No, my friend, that man's lost and on the road to hell. But let's go back to our study today. We're looking at the average pastor today has no voice of authority because he's either afraid of his job or his salary. I have folks call me and write me and say, Pastor, you're preaching hard on sin. You're going to lose all your good givers. Because folks know we rely on people supporting this work financially. But they say, you're going to run off all your good givers. If I run them off by preaching the truth, my friend, it'll just have to be that way. But I don't believe that any person who recognizes the truth is going to hold that against their pastor. I love pastors, my friend. I do. I try to honor pastors. They come in here. I give them sound, good books that I like and appreciate, and I pass them on to. I tell them that's part of my ministry to hand them a good book. We have a book here in the bookstore called Strange Tale by Brother Ashworth, and it's one of the best. I told a man yesterday. I said, out of all the books we have in this bookstore, I recommend this one better because this preacher created a house of the destitute. You write me and I'll send quote you a price on it. But in regard to this great doctrine of the second coming of our Lord back to this earth again, let's look at that. Over 65% of the present day ministry don't believe in the imminent coming of the Lord Jesus Christ back to this earth. Now, my friend, I didn't make that statistic. I don't know really where it come from. They got all kind of those things. But the Apostle Peter, by direct revelation, prophesied of this fact in these words. Listen now. Knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Listen, if the Bible teaches one fact, and it surely does, it is the reality of the coming of our Lord back to this earth again. Now, Christ said that his coming would be like a thief in the night. And it will be to the all, and it will be to all unsaved religionists and those of the world who are not looking for his coming. Did you know God's child is looking for his coming? I'm not talking about standing out in the big road looking up into the sky like a fool. No, I'm not talking about that. But he knows, he's read, he understands the things that's going to take place. He keeps up with those things. The Bible said, when these things begin to take place, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. That's a signpost that we can look at, my friend. You say, what? How so? Well, look at the condition of the world. We have families or children are not obedient to parents. I won't read that verse, but we'll get to it later. Just everything you can touch is out of kilter. Everything is going wrong, especially children. I'm honing in on that because I see our families. I see our families now. If it ever was a burden on the old Trailblazer's heart, it's our young people coming up now. Our little middle school children with those damnable cell phones now, posting pictures of the nude children in that class and send them off to somebody else in the next room. My friend, those things are just indications of the soon coming of our Lord. It is. I know I often tell you, I have in the past, I've conducted funerals all over the country. But in New Orleans there, they have many, many, and most folks know this, they have many, many of those old cemeteries there where they have those old tombs all over the place. And they're ornate, and people come here from all over the world to see them. But I've been there on Saturday morning conducting a funeral under a little old tent. And over there on the other side, I could see five backhoes digging graves, because it's an immense, immense cemetery, big one. And I made this illustration. I said, one day, the Lord's going to come. He's going to give a shout. And I said, those backhoe diggers, when those graves start to come open, those in the grave, saints in the grave, when those graves come open, that dirt starts flying off of those graves, those backhoe diggers are going to hit for the bushes like a rabbit to the sagebrush. I believe it'll be in the morning time. I just do. That's just my idea. But the scripture said it'd be like a thief in the night. That means we don't know when it's coming. If you're not saved, you won't be looking for him. That's a good test of whether you know the Lord or not. Are you looking for his coming? Are you longing for his coming? I am. I'm tired. Aren't you tired of this old world? Aren't you tired of the sin? Everywhere you turn is sin. You go out here to try to get on the interstate, folks won't let you in. They throw you a dirty look and a dirty hand figure. And aren't you tired of that? Aren't you tired of rebellion in our schools? The teachers are ready to throw up their hands. They don't know what to do. In our colleges, they have rapes on the campus and rapes in the cloakroom. And the teachers now are having sex with the girls, young men teachers having sex with the students in high school and in college. And aren't you tired of those things? Now, in the first epistle to the Thessalonians, the Holy Spirit there, Apostle Paul, makes it plain that the Lord is coming, listen now, for the redeemed. We closed our message last week by looking at that great fact that he would descend from heaven with a shout. I mentioned that. And the dead and the living born again would rise to meet him with their new bodies. Oh, my friend, then in the second epistle to the Thessalonians, the Holy Spirit makes it plain that after Christ comes for his redeemed, he will come with us and they shall be associated with him. We shall, at the time he overthrows the man of sin and binds the devil and casts him into that bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And takes over the kingdoms of this world, and there will be universal peace at that time. The Apostle Paul is so full and so taken up with the fact of the Lord's coming back to this world again, at the close of each chapter in 1 Thessalonians, he speaks of and describes the Lord's coming. Each one of those books. In 1 Thessalonians 1:10, Paul calls upon the believers to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Are you saved, my friend? Have you been delivered? Do you know what the word salvation means? It means deliverance. Have you ever been delivered from sin, from the penalty of sin, from the presence of sin, and for the love of sin? You know, man is a sinner by nature. Folks won't have that. A lot of folks won't have. But my friend, when a baby comes into this world, it don't take long before he's old enough and big enough to begin to want to have his own way, which is sin, my friend. But listen, the Apostle Paul goes on to describe those things. In 1 Thessalonians, he calls upon all believers to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Then he closes the second chapter there in verse 19, "For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? What a day of rejoicing it will be when the Lord comes and reveals how many are brought into the kingdom. Saved by grace. We sing that song here in our choir. Used to sing it. We have it on CD now. We have 9 full-length choir CDs, and they're $5 a piece. I wish you'd send get some of them. Washed in the blood as a result of our testimony and preaching. Yes, I believe that I'll be here to meet folks from all over radio land, all over the world. We have a great group of folks over there, even in Northern Ireland, who hear these broadcasts. We're over there on the radio, and they support this work, and they write me and call me. And I'll never meet them on this side. No, I never will. I never. He's got thousands of folks that the Lord has saved over the period of this ministry back under Pastor Shelton's ministry. And we'll meet them in heaven. You know what'll be the common denominator? The love of God, the salvation of their soul. Oh, they say, you know, and I'm just fantasizing maybe. You say, you know, the Lord awakened me under Pastor Shelton's ministry back there year so-and-so, gave me grace to come to Christ. And I say, yep, same way he did to me. But listen, I'll never meet them on this side, but many who have been redeemed, because I've been true to your souls. I believe that. Because you'll say, Trailblazer, I remember you were true to me. I have people write me on a regular basis, say, Pastor, I praise the Lord that you've been true to my soul. How so? That I brought you God's word without compromise. I can't compromise with you. I can't wash away your sin and tell you, well, you know, we all sinners. The Lord knows all that. And we just, no, sir. You know, sir, there must come a repentant spirit, my friend. Oh, but listen, I know the Lord's able to do those things, and only the Lord is able to do them. Then in the 3rd chapter of Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul again says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love towards one another and to all men, even as we do towards you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. Oh, my friend, what a day of rejoicing that will be. What a day will be. We sing a song here. There's a new name written down in heaven, and it's mine. I wish you'd call and write, get these songs on CD. But this is the old Trailblazer. The day is slipping by, and day by day is coming of ours, growing closer. And then are you ready to go meet the Lord, my friend? Are you going to be ready to go meet the Lord on that great day? I hope you are. Would you write me and tell me if the Lord saved you? Tell me when he saved you. Tell me, give me a little bit of what the Lord has done for you. Praising the Lord day by day, that's what I do. And I wish I could hear from some of you. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until tomorrow, goodbye. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.